Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, lost in these family. I go by the name of Cassidy the Hustler. And I got my boy Corey Guns with me. Get ready, get set, it's steady. Spaghetti shredded, heavy, deaded, credit, deadly. For bread, you get jelly. Spread the melody, let me let it go.
But that was yesterday's intro. So now today's intro, I gotta play some other shit. Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. I'm your boy GQ. And this show is the truth. Got 3 minutes left. I wasn't gonna do the show for 2 hours, but you know, if the shit is hot and steamy, then I might do it for two. If not, I'm just keep it at one. But listen to four of NYC's funniest Angry Mad Roast with Smooth Angry Bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Starbuck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one. True story. The number to hit us up is 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until the 7 o'clock p.m. hour. And chat rooms will be open. Matter of fact, let me open them now. They're open as we speak. And I'm going to play an intro music, you know, while I prepare for the show. Light up if you got it. Shout out to all the sexy ladies out there. Shout out to all the people who are going to be in Brooklyn, New York this Monday for the West Indian Parade. Your boy GQ might be there. I don't know. I got to see what my pockets is looking like. But other than that, I'm going to put on some, let's see, should I put in some old shit? Yeah, I'm going to put in some old shit. This is Jay-Z, Memphis Bleek, and Sauce Money from Marcy to Hollywood. And back again. And I guess this is to put you in the mood for the West Indian Parade. You know, I'm from Jersey. I'm from Jersey to Brooklyn and then back to Jersey again. Makes no fucking sense. Let's go. I want to give a big rest in peace shout out to JJ. Rest in peace, dog.
I used to hold the weed up. Old head said I thought more like a soldier than a leader. In order to succeed, I had to slow my speed up. Didn't listen to stuff. Took another puff and achieve it. He said, believe us or not, trust is something you earn. With every mistake you make, back to us you return. Probably would go Hollywood. I thought he was joking. My first taste of fame, I hit the first thing smoking. All engulfed in the honey, the pussy. If she threw the pussy right, I got mushy. Right? Damn, baby, I love you. Take all my cash. You ain't got the lie, you already getting the ass. She loved that I was a thug. It turned her on. As soon as I got soft, it turned her off. I got relaxed, put my feet up, started dissing my friends. And that's when the ceiling fell in. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again. Came through with the shines like the streets was blind. Didn't master my algebra, no caliber. Sick me, I was thinking how and for what. But reality bites like a thousand mutts. Nothing worse than the person that's foul with guts to stick you quicker.
This brand new nigga, yup, this is the foulness. This ain't Hollywood, it's the Wild West.
What?
Whoever guns is the loudest, that's who's the best. Now take 10 steps and draw. Who don't can take 10 steps and remain raw? Who has no regard for the law? Me, that's who. Now let me ask you, did you not know if we all don't eat, someday that we all would be? Did you know about the crabs in the barrel theory? Hear me creep, it's the motherfucking warning street. I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again. I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again.
From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again. From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again.
As a youth, I used to fold up. Old head said, I thought more like a leader than a soldier. Back in the days, never know he thought shit was cool. Good cap personified, even went to school. Learned wild shit, made me feel kind of live. All for nothing with this bullshit, 9 to 5. I stayed broke, made me easier to provoke. Ready to yoke, the first motherfucker to joke. Same dude with the hard bottom, went from laid back to loped out. From talking over the tar shit. shot him. Ready to perish, all the shit you cherish, leave you the wettest. I got a you die first fetish. I can recall helping old chicks across the street. Now I help myself lifting cats off their feet. Can't give a fuck, nigga, I just lost my mom's. Why I need to feel something stealing both my arms. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again. I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again.
I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
Since y'all niggas don't like to think, I'ma make it real easy for y'all. You got three different types of nigga. First cat, as a youth is real wild. For whatever reason, be it the money or whatever, cools out. You got
that's
one cat, ghetto, grimy. Always
that's
remain
SD.
Ghetto. You know that type. Then, you got one cat, very smart young man.
That's 6'4".
Everybody wanted him to be a lawyer, doctor, whatever. Pressure drove him crazy. He wowed out. Gee, Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
Bitch! See, GQ, I'm too smooth to be on any one of those three niggas. I'm too smooth for that. Fucking LE in the building, man. It was good, man.
Chillin', chillin'. Mom's twat is very good.
Well, oh yeah?
You already know.
Your mom got that spider pussy. That kind of
your
pussy
mom,
that just traps you, man.
Got
that web pussy.
Butterface.
Butterface?
That's right.
Alright, no doubt.
Everything looks good, butterface.
Yeah. Your mom got the butt gut. Got that
mom,
butt gut, nigga.
Your mom's got that stank.
It's amazing how, I don't know how white people do, but I know black people. It's amazing how, when you're young, and this is for all the, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know what I mean, if it's different races, then hit me up, let me know. But when you're young, it's like you're breeded to be a slave. And what I mean by that is, I was damn near 7 or 8 years old, and my lazy ass father would be upstairs, in his hot ass room, with his tight ass muscle shirt on, not a muscle in sight, drinking lemonade, hot as shit, drinking lemonade, while I'm 8 years old in the yard cutting the fucking grass. Or taking the trash out. 8 years old. I think we're breeded at a young age just to be slaves.
Bread is the word.
Huh?
Bread.
Bread? Breaded?
No, bread.
Oh, well, bread. Oh, breeded. That's some fucking... what the fuck? Who cares? This ain't speech class, nigga. But, I think we're bred to become slaves, man. I saw this kid the other day, I'm driving by. This nigga had to be like 7 years old. This nigga was driving the lawnmower. Y'all wasn't bigger than my car.
Is there a good barbershop around there?
Driving
where?
The lawnmower. I don't ever go to a barbershop. I just use your mom's teeth. I mean, they're sharp enough. It's crazy, man. I think we're supposed to be slaves. When I was 4 years old, my father's ass crack was hanging out as he was bending underneath a fucking car. And what was I? 4 years old, what was I? I wasn't playing. I wasn't going water sliding. I wasn't, you know, playing tag with my boys. No, I was the damn toolbox holder. I was two boy. Oh, yeah, go get that. Go get that wrench. What's a wrench like? Oh, just get the fucking wrench. This. All right. Go get the screwdriver. I said Phillips screwdriver. No, you just said screwdriver. No, I meant Phillips screwdriver. Give me a Phillips screwdriver. I was a slave. I mean, I guess that's how society is, you know? Y'all over for now. Yeah, I get paid for it. But I'm a slave. It's paid slavery. So it's like your bread, as L.E. said, your bread, to become a slave in this world. You know?
You took them, how long they been on coffee now?
Well, it's cool. I don't care because, damn it.
That's it?
When I have my house, I have kids, they're all going to get a job at the age of two. Go for what they do.
Oh, it is?
As long as they get paid to do it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go now then. Fuck it.
Look at this cheeky bastard. Your grandmother like Obama, nigga. And your aunt, your aunt, looks like Sinbad. Oh, Sinbad in the face ass, nigga.
What is he showing up?
What? Hey, your dog, man, do me a favor, man. Go find a fork. Matter of fact, go find a butter knife and stick it in a socket. Bitch. Bring me some cherry Pepsi. Where's your mom at, man? I want a turkey sandwich. I'm too lazy to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom swallowed a tennis ball last night. It's pretty amazing. People, chat room is the padded room. I consider it the padded room. Because this is an angry show. And when you go in the chat room, you're going to have to need a padded room. Because a lot goes on. It's the point where you just get angry. Yeah, I mean, you might want to air somebody the fuck out. You gotta come on the show and do it. Right now I'm playing Mercenaries. Can't wait till Mercenary 2 comes out. Give me the truth. Hey, fucking being Bobby Brown in the face ass nigga, what you doing? Right, left, right, right, left, right, left. I can see this ain't gonna be a good show. By myself. I'm not really enthused. Up, down, left, right, left. Yeah, y'all hear me putting in cheat codes, who cares? They're there for a reason. Up, left, down. I'll tell y'all what y'all need to do, greasy motherfuckers. I wish life had a cheat code. If life had a cheat code, oh man, that would be the shit. I really wish life had a cheat code. That would be the truth. Life? Is a cheat code? What? I can get infinity lives. I can jump off a building. That's what I want to do. I want to jump off a building. Like, that would be hot. Just jumping off a building. For what? Just to do it. That'd be the shit. Just so I can just brag about it, really. Well, you know what I did the other day? What did you do? I went on top of Bally's, and I jumped off the Bally's in that, not the exercise place, I'm talking about Atlantic City Casino. Or how about we just say Trump Plaza? I went to Trump Plaza, and I jumped off the roof in Trump Plaza. I just jumped off. Got like 30 floors, I just jumped off. What happened? I landed on my feet. You didn't break your legs, you know what I mean? You didn't die, nothing? Nah. No scratches, none. I said, hey, fuck it, man. I just feel like jumping off a fucking for building. Jump right off a building. That shit would be the truth. Oh, shit, I want that helicopter. I should shoot the motherfucker that's in there just so I can take the helicopter. But that shit would be hot. Oh, man. Ah! Into some shit. I'm too lazy. I want to want something to eat. Ah, come on! Fucking my car up. Yeah, nigga. I got a street racer in the middle of the desert. What kind of shit is that? Oh, yeah. This game is the truth. I can't wait till Mercenaries 2 comes out. And me, I don't like buying games. GQ does not like buying games. No, sir. I hate buying games, but Mercenaries 2, I'll buy that. Because now I got Xbox 360, so you know the game, they're like, the gameplay is going to be even better. Chirp. Stuttering ass niggas. Are you blazed as hell? Oh, sounding blazed as hell. Yeah, dog. You should have been here yesterday. Niggas is waiting for you. Niggas is talking about, yo, where's that Spanish nigga at? They actually wanted to roast you. Let me try to get a hold of the one nigga. Hey, yo, E! This fucking super fly in the face ass nigga. Yo, I'm going to play some music, yo, because I really don't have much to talk about today. I'm pissed off. I just got off of work and shit. So I'm going to play some hot shit so you motherfuckers can, you know, not say, yo, man, this shit is whack. I'm going to stop wasting my time. Let's show you. What the fuck can I put in here for you? You people. Fuck it. Let's see. You know what? I'm just going to put in some Hell Row. Should I just put in some Hell Row? Matter of fact, I'm going to put in some Jeezy. Yeah, that's what I'm going to put in. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm going to put in this new joint by Young Jock. It's called Buku. I got Buku chips. I got Buku Gators. I got Buku flavor, so you know that's Buku paper. Shit is pretty tight. Keep it locked. It's tighter than your mom's pussy.
Welcome to Mr. Rob's neighborhood. Boca. You know what it is. It ain't no different than anybody else's hood.
Boca.
When you come through here, you gonna see Buku shit.
What does that word?
Playboy.
Go ahead, talk to him. Anything that you got a lot of.
I got Buku flavor, I got Buku Gators, I got Buku paper, so you know it's Buku haters. I got Buku chips, yep, I got Buku dip, I got Buku clips, so it's Buku holler. I blow Buku dough, I blow Buku dro, I blow Buku smoke, so I Buku joke. Buku trap niggas, Buku rap niggas, Buku cap killers, yeah, that's Buku claps, nigga. Underground Railroad, cause I got Buku chains. Night of the living dead, yep, I get Buku brains. Buku miles per hour, I switch Buku lanes. Buku folks love me, so I get Buku pain. I got Buku Yola, I need Buku Soda, I got Buku Pot, I need Buku Water, I got Buku Freaks, serve them Buku Meat, hear me from up the street, yeah I got Buku Beat, check my sneaks, I rock Buku Runs, check my receipt, I drop Buku One, Buku Patron Shots, I need Buku Lines, I hear Buku shot, Buku body outline. Jock in the beanstalk, I got Buku beans. I wanna fuck Lil Debbie, cause she got Buku cream. Buku pipe, Buku ice. I bet you like my album, my shit is Buku light.
Uh-oh, I got the two haters. The two mama jokers on the motherfucking line.
Over 50 goals when you squat up.
And El Polio Loco happens to be in the chat room. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I Buku pimp. I got Buku bitches. Don't try me, dawg. You'll have Buku stitches. Check my hairline. I got Buku waves. I serve my time. I did Buku days. You don't want these problems, we got Buku tunes. Lights, camera, action, we make Buku moves. We make Buku plays. Buku reruns. We make Buku flips. No refunds. Pop Buku bottles, gon' blow it up. Buku niggas on your furniture, we done tow it up. Don't know how to act, but we do Buku stunts. We got Buku stats, so we need Buku blunts. I got buku grams. You could have buku lines. By now you know where buku is. I said buku, buku time.
Anything that you got a lot of.
Come on, man. You got no motherfucking soap. Soap at.
Over 50 goons when you squat up.
Yeah, speaking of buku, I got buku nut for your mom's mouth. Hey, yeah, welcome to the show, 6'4 motherfucking SD. Yo. Maybe it's my phone. Yo.
What? Not much.
All right, no doubt. Hey, yo, six.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, let's go, Baron.
Fuck up, nigga. Fuck you and Baron.
What happened?
Yo, El Pollo Loco's in. El Pollo Loco's in the fucking chat room, nigga.
Hold on.
The nigga that had jokes on your moms and all, whatever.
Okay.
Huh? Man boobs. Man puns. Man pun. Man. Mayonnaise. Man eggs. I ain't got no soap, so I'm washing my hand with dish detergent. It's all the same thing, right?
It is.
Anybody ever washed their clothes with dish detergent?
Okay.
Yo. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that washes his clothes in dish detergent? And am I hood for that? Anyone ever wiped their ass after they got them taking a shit with some newspaper? Hurts like hell. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Anyone ever put water in their cereal because they ain't had no milk? Depends on what type of cereal, and it tastes real fucking good. Anyone ever drink Kool-Aid without sugar in it? Sometimes it's the best. I mean, sugar's is better, actually, but, you know.
Nah,
I mean, sometimes a little bitterness. Bitterness can go together. It just gives you heartburn like a motherfucker, but. All right, you know? Who's going in? Fucking,
In the end, or like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone ever make a sandwich with two of the fucking. I mean, one. You say you got two pieces of bread. And you be like, all right, fuck this. I'm just going to make a ghetto-ass sandwich. So what do? You don't put both of them together. You get some meat, the mayonnaise, and cheese. And you put in one half of the bun, half of the bread, and you fold it over as if it's a fucking hot dog in between. Sometimes those are the best sandwiches. The half sandwiches.
You should always have it on. You know, I never understood why.
You know what? I love talking to myself. It's like calling a chat line and, you know, nobody fucking responding to you and shit. Yo, that's Dick. This nigga's on the phone. He don't say shit. And you got 6'4 in the background. He's in the ghetto. In the fucking ghetto, the bum ass bodega and shit. I hate people that go to stores and like little minor stores like a Wawa or some shit, and they order as if like they get a bunch of shit as if they're going to the grocery store. Like, what the fuck? Why don't you just go to ShopRite for that? Motherfuckers will go to Wawa or to like a little corner store or bodega, and these niggas would get everything that's in the fucking store. Niggas will buy fucking toilet paper. Hey, this is all for one order. Toilet paper, two things of eggs, some butter, some milk, some soda, potato chips, cookies, this detergent, fucking laundry detergent. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're going to buy all this shit and then have the nerve to pay, or like, the fucking paying food stamps. And then get to the point where, oh, I ain't got much of that. So how about this? Take these two items off and then see how much it is. Oh, it's still too much? I take one more. Matter of fact, all right, how about this? We're going to put this. Get the fuck out of here, you cheap bastard. Another thing. I hate when motherfuckers go in line and they buy one thing. One thing. One thing. It's like a bag of sunflower seeds. And it comes out to like $1.05. Oh, I'm going to pay with my credit card. So they pull out their credit card. Then they got to pull out another one because this one don't work. Fuck out of here. It's $1.05. I'll pay for this shit. Just get the fuck out of here. Makes no fucking sense. I just, some of the things people do is just fucking amazing. You just gotta ask yourself why. I saw a midget the other day hop the turnstile. What the fuck was that? Why the fuck you didn't just walk underneath the bar? You hopped the turnstile? What people don't know, I mean, if they don't know what a turnstile is, it's the thing, like, if you're going to a train station or Six Flags or whatever, and you got to go through that metal thing that you push, and it makes that noise, that, you know, turnstile, whatever. So a midget hops that. Like, what kind of joy is that to fucking hop the turnstile?
Like that, and
does that make any sense?
You see that in...
I saw a homeless man with keys. What the fuck is that? What you got keys for? Well, as a matter of fact, what do you have keys to? You don't have a fucking car, you bum-ass nigga. You don't have a house. You know what I mean? Like, why do you have keys? Why do blind people have sunglasses? Yeah, I'm making the Boogoo sandwich, man. Word up. You already know what it is. But why do blind people have glasses? Nigga, you can't see. Let me unmute SD. You SD.
What, man? What?
Nah, he's in the building. What's the purpose of blind people having glasses? I don't understand that. Especially if they are reading glasses on. Like, nigga, you can't see for shit. You know what I mean? I got a better chance of driving with my eyes closed, then you seeing out your reading glasses if you're blind. It makes no sense. Like, you know, why? Why and what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? I don't understand it. I saw a rich guy the other day. Nigga has money out his ass. I saw a rich guy buy something with his credit card. But it was too much for him, so he put some items back. Why? Nigga, you're making money. Why the fuck did you put the shit back? It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. Get the fuck out. The nigga cuts me the fuck off. This is the shit I'm talking about, man. I'm over here playing a video game, and this big-ass fucking Mack truck just cut me the fuck off. I mean, luckily, I got the cheat code in, so I mean, it doesn't really fucking matter. But, you know, niggas shouldn't have fucking cut me off. This is the point. 50 Cent ends beef with Jada Kiss. I thought this shit was been over. Hey, SD.
What, man, what?
What do you know about this?
Oh, yeah? I don't know shit about it.
Like, I could have sworn. First, I don't even know why they even had beef.
No, she's not.
The one that said, reason why blind people have reading glasses on is because they're not blind. They're just looking at my mom's stink pussy.
Oh, Lord.
You get let's rate that on a 1 to 10 from the three judges. You get a 10, a negative 10. Then you get a 0. And then the other person, yeah, we'll give you a 2.
Where'd you find that guy?
What? 50 Cent and beef with Jadakiss. 50 Cent and Jadakiss have had a past that was often full of beef, but early this year, 50 made it pretty clear that he didn't have a problem with Jadakiss. And now in a video on 50's website, Jadakiss is confirming that the two rappers have spoken. We hollered like grown men. We kicked it. Hopefully there'll be a good outcome from this, Jadakiss said. When Jadakiss was asked about a possible collaboration, he answered, yeah, you're going to see a lot of things. 50 Cent isn't done with beef, though. In a new freestyle called Here I Am, 50 dares his enemies to step out of line because he is ready for them. The G-Unit leader even makes fun at the current investigation of the fire at his Long Island home. And Ludacris to help out for Breast Cancer Foundation. Oh, trout mouth nigga. Ludacris will help with breast cancer awareness by appearing at the Dream Pink basketball on August 29th. The game will feature Atlanta's Dream Women's basketball team playing the Connecticut Sun at Phillips Arena. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Oh, Lord. See, Chris Brown, he's a cool dude, but what's up with these rap stars thinking that tight is in? Like, that shit is not in, man. Tight as in. Spit it? Okay, cool. But tight? I mean, this nigga is fucking... First of all, I have no hairline, but I wouldn't even borrow his hairline. This shit is all lopsided and shit. Look like this nigga was laying down while he was getting a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Peasy head bastard. But this nigga makes more money than me, so I guess that's all that matters.
Well, that's all that's going on.
Yeah. Ludacris, his fucking head look like they put his head in the trash compactor and that shit just like mushed his fucking head in. Nigga has a lopsided head and shit.
I mean, is that all that's going on?
Robin Thicke. They don't put white people on their mag cover. Even though Robin Thicke has been coined a blue-eyed soul artist, joining the ranks of John B. and Justin Timberlake, his blue-eyed soulness wasn't enough to get on the cover of Vibe magazine. According to Robin Thicke, the magazine has a strict policy against having white artists on the cover. Oh, shit. And the game announces there will be a Young Buck and Game mixtape coming out on Hot 106.3. Buck can buy out his own contract. 50 is just a bitter dude. And Senator Barack Obama's full speech to the DNC. Who cares? Asher Roth, a Most Def freestyle at Magic. Oh, okay, so he's down with Most Def.
Ho, ho, ho.
What?
Yeah, easy. Ho, ho.
What happened?
Nah, I'm watching this fucking classic basketball game and this nigga just walked and shit.
The Dream, Put On In Your City remix.
Yo, play that Say How I Feel remix, man.
The fuck is, member of Dipset Entourage throws bottles back as crowd gets out of line in Sweden. Niggas is throwing bottles at Dipset. And Fat Joe took the words right out of my mouth. Up until a few days ago, it was easy to assume that Senator Barack Obama is the overwhelming favorite presidential candidate of music makers from urban communities. MCs such as Jay-Z, Nas, Big Boy, Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, Common, and Diddy have all openly said that the Illinois politician needs to be the next man in the White House. The king of reggaeton, however, has a different opinion. Daddy Yankee surprised many earlier this week when he showed up at a Phoenix high school and gave a glowing recommendation for Republican Senator John McCain. Oh, Lord. He's fucking Puerto Rican, though. Like, Puerto Ricans don't exist. I mean, they exist, but maybe he's just angry because the only Puerto Rican in the White House is doing dishes right now as we speak. So, I mean, maybe he might be a little upset about that. You know? I mean, we all know Puerto Ricans are half white and half black anyway, so it's like they're like pit bulls. Like, they're mutts. You know? Like, they're a little bit here, a little bit there. There's no full black or no full white. You know? It's just a little bit of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's why he could be so angry. But I mean, no one listens to Daddy Yankee's music anyway. Where the fuck has he been? He's not. He has no say in this. He's such a lame. He goes, I believe in his ideals and his proposals to lead this nation. Yankee said he's been a fighter for the Hispanic community. Oh, are you serious? That nigga don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck about me.
Mm-hmm.
He don't give a fuck about nobody, man. If I don't make $30 million a year, I ain't shit.
Nope.
Put this in the news headline. Fat Joe says Daddy Yankee is a sellout. The MC said via phone from Denver, where he's attending the Democratic National Convention, just like that, I got to go in. I'm talking to little cousins that like Yankee and all that, and they're starting to believe that John McCain is the best candidate. I can't have that. I opened the newspaper and got sick to my stomach, Joe continued. I felt like I wanted to vomit when I seen that. The reason why I called him a sellout is because I feel he did that for a publicity look, which is probably right, rather than the issues that are affecting his people that look up to him. How could you want John McCain in office when George Bush and the Republicans already have 500,000 people losing their homes in foreclosure? We're fighting an unjust war. It's the Latinos and black kids up in the front lines fighting that war. We over here trying to take the troops out of Iraq and bring peace. This guy immediately wants war. If not with Iraq or Afghanistan, he'll start a new one with Iran. I feel real disgusted that Daddy Yankee would do that. Either he did that for a look or he's just not educated on politics. Joe said he's more than willing to educate Yankee on each of the politicians' platform. If he believes John McCain is the better candidate for the Latinos, Joe said, we could sit down even if he wants to get into a debate. We can debate anywhere. Sounds pretty tempting. I knew 6-4 and SD was going to hang up. These motherfuckers, you know, they're like the sometime crew. And what I mean by the sometime crew is sometimes they're cool. Fuck it, I'm a nigga Rican. PDPD, take it easy when you see me. Yeah, no doubt. El Pollo Loco. The one that a negative still means I'm ahead of you. You people. Didn't those same people make fun of the punk rockers back in the day? White comes from black. There's no such thing as all white. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right, the one that. 6-4 and SD, they're like sometimes niggas. Like, if 6-4 is on and he's not talking and SD's on, then SD's not going to talk. If 6-4 is on and he's not talking and he's probably doing some dumb shit in the background, so then SD won't talk. It's just amazing, man. It's amazing. Tell you the truth, I'm gonna have to fucking look for somebody else because these niggas, I mean, I can do it by myself. I don't give a fuck, but if you're gonna call up, fucking talk. And then this Negro has the nerve to talk about, oh, put some fucking bullshit on. And then when I don't put it on, he hangs up. That's what I'm talking about. There's no loyalty at all. know? Well, it's all good. I really don't fucking sweat shit like that because the show's still the truth, because I'm the motherfucking truth, and because the fan and the little bit of fans that I have is the truth, and because they the truth, I'm the truth, and because we are the truth, the whole fucking, the whole thing is a wrap. Anyway, back to the news. The game has to go to court over that funeral brawl with family. Rapper The Game was reportedly, fuck it, who cares, I stuttered. Who gives a fuck? Has reportedly been charged with criminal battery for allegedly punching his cousin during a family funeral. Get the fuck out of here. Robert Kirky Kirkwood filed a police report in July 2008, accusing the star of punching him at his sister's funeral in California earlier that month. July 2008, in a dispute over money. Kirkwood claims the game real name, I don't even know what the fuck his name is. Jason, whatever, Mr. Taylor, offered to pay for the funeral, but a dispute over the cost led to a fight outside the church where the service was being held. Speaking shortly after the incident, the rapper admitted he felt like his family were using emotional blackmail to get him to pay for all of the funeral expenses. And now the city attorney in Hawthorne, California, has officially charged the rapper with criminal battery, according to TMZ.com. Taylor is already on parole for a previous firearms offense, which landed him in jail earlier this year. And if convicted of this new charge, a judge could send him back to prison. Let's see, what else? There's actually a video that I'm going to let y'all listen to, and then we're going to move it on. There's actually a couple of videos. This one right here is with Game announcing some shit about Young Buck and whatever. Keep it locked. It's your boy GQ.
Phil. Yeah, Fox.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, that's a new single, Lil Wayne, My Life. I love that.
Yeah, man. That's like the biggest, you know, I love when my singles become songs like that. I'm not really into the whole radio friendly, taking to the club, cars, yeah, hoes, jewelry, rap. Like, that's not really me, man. Dreams, Hate It or Love It, you know, song like this. If you heard Letter to the King on the album,
those are
my strong points, man. I love when I can make a song that's about something. I mean, every bar in that song, you know,
speak up, you black nigga.
It's all real explanatory and real visual, man, so I hope people enjoy it.
Am I correct in assuming that the significance of that whole My Life is tough times make you stronger?
Exactly. That's what they do, man. You know, on the rise, everybody's suicidal thoughts, gangs gonna kill itself, this and that, man. You know, just come out and, you know, it's cool to just touch on certain points, man, you know, in songs, man, because people listen to them, and, you know, I got a wild fan base, but every day ain't a good day, you know what I'm saying? Some days even I wake up and you feel like, you know, like, what the hell am I doing? And then other days you wake up happy. So, you know, today's a day where light's shining on me, man, and I feel good, but, you know, every day, man, some days gonna be bad for you, and you just gotta weather the storm. That's it.
So, Joey Fox with The Game in the building. New album, LAX, is in stores August 26th. Go get yourself two copies of it. You're rolling deep today, too, huh? You got Black Wall Street.
Yeah,
you got everybody with
deep,
you.
Deep, man. It's only half of us. it's like 20 of us, man.
Now, we were just talking off the air, and I wanted you to relay the story. Now, you were doing the video for that, My Life.
Right.
What was that like?
The video for My Life, we came out to California, and we spent one day, and we got it, you know, from like 6 a.m. to like 6 p.m. really getting it in, man, and it turned out to be dope, man. A lot of people came out, supported. Brian Barber is the director. We went to a cemetery, went to an old hood in Compton, breezed through Los Angeles for a little bit in a couple of scenes, man, and did some good work with the kids, the police, not real police, active police. we don't get out for real. But, yeah, it turned out to be dope, man.
Speaking of police, you beat three cases last year.
A lot.
Great.
Lost one, too.
Lost one, too?
Lost one and ended me up in jail for a couple weeks, but it's all good.
You're doing community service, right? You're still doing some of that stuff with the kids and stuff like that?
I will still be doing it even when you don't think I'm doing it. My community service is so long, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's what's up. How did this whole, you know, one of my favorite tracks on here is Dope Boys with Travis Barker. How the hell did that come about?
crazy, man, because Travis Barker don't live far from me, man. Lives around the corner. And I got the track to Old Boys, and I'm like, man, this track is like some drums away from being sick, man. And I just kept listening to it, and I'm like, man, who can I get to play drums? And Good Charlotte, you know, they live on the block, too. You know what I'm saying? But both of them are guitarists, so I was like, and I thought of him, I'm like, Travis, let me go see Travis home. So I jumped in my car, rode around the corner, knocked on the door, came to the door, man, Travis Barker. I'm like, yo, I got this track, man. I need you to play drums. He's like, come in. I just got this new kit, this new sick kit. Wait till you see it. Had this kit, it was all black, went in on it, and he killed it, man.
Crazy.
He listened to the song twice, and then he went in.
And that was it? He went in after listening to it twice
and Pro Tools. And I was like, you know, if you need me, just come knocking, man.
That's crazy. Listen, everybody's talking. You know, we've been talking about the record, been talking about the album, you, everything else, the kids, the family, and, you know, of course, I'm just curious. Me, personally, I'm curious. Whether my listeners care or not, I'm letting you know I'm curious. You and Buck doing a mixtape?
Yeah, me and Buck, we're going to do a lot together, man. Me and Buck, I'll be in Cashville at the beginning of September, man, with Buck, you know, rolling out the red carpet in his town, man. And, you know, we'll be in Phoenix. We're doing a couple of little appearances coming up, man. Buck is the homie, and I'm going to ride it out with him.
Yeah, because you guys, even back in the day, you were always cool with him. You were always done.
Yeah, yeah, I never really spoke to 50 a lot. Never talked to Tony Ayo, and you know, only spoke to Banks in passing, man. But me and Buck, you know, we've been key and been honest since day one. So, you know, look forward, you know, to the mixtapes. The mixtapes is nothing, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that. And we're going to do a lot of other stuff in the near future.
Yeah. Would you, between you and I, would you be willing to buy out Buck's contract, knowing that he's got two albums left owed to G-Unit?
I think Buck could buy out his own contract.
Yeah, and be done with it?
Man, he'd be all right. That's what I would do, but I don't think 50 would let that happen, man.
Yeah.
He's just a bitter dude, man. Smart guy, real dope business mind, but, you know, he does things that make me question his integrity sometimes, man.
Yeah. What about you and Jay? How's you and Jay?
We ain't nothing.
Enough said. New albums, LAX is in stores August 26th. Compton, California's in the building. The Game, Black Wall Street, man. What record? I tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to let you pick the next single we go into right now, being that you're here.
Man, the next record, man, if you could play House of Pain.
House of Pain.
House of Pain, man.
You got it. Right now, off the album, LAX. House of Pain with The Game. It's Album 06.
Oh, Lord, that was pretty, pretty amazing. About 6 minutes left. Tell you the truth, it's the angry bastards. So it's, you know, it gets a little angry every once in a while. Ballin'! I think Loco and the one that's, you know, holding it down, listening to the show. Honestly, if I was listening to my show right now, today, just today's show, I probably would have, you know, turn my computer off and threw it out the window or some shit like that. Because I'm not really talking about much. I really don't have no type of game plan. Because, you know, I just don't know what the fuck is going on. Just got off of work. I need some coochie. That's what I need. This last video is going to be Asher Roth and Mos Def Freestyle Magic. Keep it locked. It's AB Radio.
Y'all need scraps, I eat vermin with fresh fruit covered in tannin. If the boys had a boy with Brad Pitt and Troy, then how from the Lord not be born? Better yet, if Jason Bourne was to record and join forces with Zach Morris, they'd form a performance. Beast and Rod fornicate for greatness. Like, let's face it, he's so amazing. Even with LASIK, you still can't ace my eye exam. Nah, man, let's try again. I've got lungs like Iron Man. I hit the bomb, Rod, you must extend your diaphragm. But let's get higher, man. I got a brand new strand that I got out in Ireland. From a wild, frantic Irish man who said his name was Shannon. Higgins, Killian's in a pint of Guinness, and I ain't gonna stop till I'm finished. Till I learn Yiddish, I'll find a little kid who likes spinach. Can't nobody beat me in Quidditch. Not any Wittich, Wittich with some thick witted, rigidic, my thick game is vicious. This is never did shit for my image. College kid is where I found my niche. Snitch, tell the whole world I'm a shit. Tell the whole world I'm a dick. Then, hell yeah, word I'll be rich. And I bought this whole room, Sega Genesis. Famous to come, hell yeah, I got a cannon. See me on the streets, take a pic with your cannon. Then get it laminated, frame it, save it. Cause in a couple of days I'll be famous. Then you can say, holy shit, there he is. That's the kid. I forgot what his name is. Well, it starts with an A and it ends with a shir. And I'm bringing hip hop into the burb. Thank you, dog. Thank you.
So, what I can see, I'm a fella.
Sharper than a string, raise a shade. Colder than a sailor, bring the blades to a point. A worldwide currency, what's your world coin? I'm high fidelity banging, speak a leak noise. And not a PE level, y'all at the weak level. Have guns, do travel, spread love, beat devils. Wolf's off and carry the crow. Have to stop off the smash and assault, great fragment. Green fox, spit smoke, blow away ashes. Farting up, young man, this ain't broad class. Have to say a ball tag, you can't touch that. Real, forever real, you can hate it and love that. Bigger than hip-hop, hype's the wicked government. Brooklyn a war winning and I give a fuck in this. You in it for the most suckerous, dumbing it. No getting loving it, the real riders up in this. B.I. Two more bitch, the bitch, Reebok. All team, B.I. Base 7, 3 I. These dudes don't deny peacock. First you ain't clean up your act, you act like crack. I've been a lot and I ain't never been that. I got the right and exact in a trap for the rat. The lies in the sap, the poses in the hack. Landmine, mainline, spine go snap. Bass, bang, glorious, band, dance, magolia. Crack, band, glorious, all each and every audience. Whoever you can call and you better start calling them. Stand tall, calling them white chicks for audience. Greatest ain't greater than, strongest ain't stronger than. Biggest ain't bigger than a real small portion of the legendary killers every top rank officer. Get more big boss, big boss, boss, yeah. Shit on your shoulder, I'ma knock it right off your death. Poor Pete off, black mask, the ego. Sniper on the range, fast bang, no velo. RPG, the gift, green power, people stop. One flip, ain't the evil girl, we're talking like they want trouble, they don't really want shit. They probably want this, like a steel on a strip. Get funny in your fence, smoke a piss, kill a piss. Loud mouth and throw it till the name says shit. You can talk till you die, you ain't said this, unless you repeating the phrase, the most busiest 17th verse of the 25th of Ezekiel, Lucio. Yeah! AM Clock Radio Sound System here at the Magic Convention Center. Give it up for Asher. Let's make it up for Harley Crown. Give it up for Tupac. Give it up for yourself. Come check us out tonight. We're doing our thing. God bless you. Shout out to God. Shout out to the hood. One.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry for wasting y'all people's time. That shit was fucking whack. I mean, it wasn't nothing. There wasn't nothing said that would make me be like, oh, that shit was whack. But y'all might want to go out to go to YouTube.com and type in type in Bottle Goes Pop. Or better yet, go to WSHH.com, WorldStarHipHop.com. That's WorldStarHipHop.com. So y'all can see a member of Dipset Entourage throws bottle back. Make sure y'all listen to us. Probably tonight, we'll probably do a show tonight. So, tonight.